Brendan, thanks for joining us. You've told Tony Abbott to grow some balls and fly to Indonesia and bring these boys home. How exactly would he do that?
Oh, via a plane, I guess. But I guess it's just a choice to do anything. I guess it's kind of desperate measures. You know what I mean? Like, there's no kind of excuses to not do everything.
You don't accept that the Prime Minister's...
...proper justice. Every human, every Australian deserves, I guess, including yourself, your children, his children. I've made a lot of mistakes in my time. I think a lot of people do when they're young people. I don't know if any of us deserve to be murdered in another country for making a young person's mistake.
Between the lines of this ad, though, it would appear as though you're saying that the Prime Minister hasn't done enough so far.
I'm just saying it's desperate measures. I'm just saying he should be there. We should be throwing every single thing at this, and it doesn't appear like... I think that's pretty obvious that everything hasn't been done. I'm not a politician. I don't know exactly what happens. You know, I don't pretend to. I didn't study it. But all I'm saying is just get in there. Just do as much as you can, and it feels like there is focus elsewhere.
Is there a bit of white supremacy creeping into this argument now about us lecturing to Indonesia about what they should and shouldn't do to convicted felons?
No, I don't think so at all. I don't think it would matter where it was. I think you're trying to create something that doesn't exist there. I would say it's just got to do with humanity, beyond colour, race or any religion. It's just these two guys. They've shown such great retribution. They really have grown up. They made a terrible mistake. They're sorry. What kind of humans are we? I mean, people call themselves Christians. The whole notion of Christianity is to forgive and to believe that humans can become better again. Mr. Abbott's a Christian. Most of the people in the Liberal Party are Christians. So where's the behaviour from the book in which they read every day? You know what I mean? These are young men. They stuffed up. They're sorry.
Julie Bishop this morning reacted to the ad by saying that that they've done everything they can. They've been over there, they've spoken to them, that everyone they speak to who've been involved in situations like this before say they've done everything they possibly could.
Right. Well, you could say that, I guess, but it doesn't seem like the focus is completely on there and that we have done absolutely. Do you think they've done everything they have done?
What more would you like to see them do?
Be there. Be speaking about it constantly. Have our Prime Minister there. Have our Prime Minister on television. Have our Prime Minister prioritising that right now.
The problem is the Indonesian President won't take his calls. He's tried to get through to ring him. He won't even take his calls.
Have you been chatting with him daily?
Well, we know. It's on the record. You know, he's rung Joko Widodo 3 times, Brendan, in the last couple of months, and he has only taken one of his calls. So you can't exactly get off a plane and go and knock on the door at the Indonesian palace and hope that they're going to open the door.
So you think the government have behaved gallantly and flawlessly and you applaud them for everything?
No, I don't. I think this is a terrible situation where there are no winners, but I do accept Julie Bishop's word that she's done everything she could.
Righto.
You don't agree with that? No, you don't agree with that?
Well, like I said, mate, I haven't studied politics. Yeah. I don't know enough to be able to see what the processes are. I'm just calling out. Get desperate measures. These boys are going to be shot. You know.
Well, it's sickening. I feel sickened at the thought of them being tied to a post and being shot dead. And all they're asking for is to spend the rest of their lives in jail. Yeah, but
we are in life as humans that we're going to shoot some people in the face because of a really stupid mistake, but a mistake. Is that where we are as humans? That's the world we've created. Are we proud of that?